OFC Podcast Radio.
Welcome to OFC Podcast Radio, where every beat, every word, and every laugh is a celebration of our journey. Join Gina the Great, your joy curator, Farrah Hammond Freeman, the head honcho, and me, Queen Kaya, your soul sister. Stay tuned for a dose of melanated excellence right here on OFC Podcast Radio. But before we do anything else, we're going to bless our show and the kings and queens listening.
Blessed melanated rising, my people. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for creating yet another opportunity for us to be able to get on here. And I just ask that the time that we spend, let it be very productive, uplifting, encouraging, fun, but most importantly, that it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners as we send out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, wealth, peace, and joy to each and every person out there. Hotep, amen, ashe, ay, baba. Gina the Great.
Hello, hello.
Whatadoo.com, whatadoo.com.
You know, I have a new, adult fun unlock for me.
Okay.
Adult fun unlock. Adult feature. Because as I'm preparing for the holiday season, you know, I'm a planner, right?
Like, yep.
I'm definitely a planner in things. And part of that for me, I guess, maybe is like making sure I can see a full picture, but that is like written down for me, right? And Word. So my new joy unlocked are spreadsheets. And like, you know, I definitely like me a good Google spreadsheet. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah. It's
terrible. And you have all your information there. Even the Google Docs too. You know, like I just be liking those.
Yeah, but let me ask you though, are you Excel proficient? Like, you know how codes and stuff work where you could do a 1-2 Excel core control alt 3 and the lane and the whole row turns into something else and a shift down 4-3-9 and it right. Adds everything.
So once upon a time when I was because I had switched over to Google for about like almost four years. So almost 4 years when I got into my new job, and now we're back to Microsoft, and I was kind of just like, what are these codes again? Well, how am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to do that? And I had to relearn a la Google.
Right.
And so I'm gonna have different things too. And I have to say Google Sheets are or Google, the Google Drive has a better user experience.
Okay.
Than, Microsoft. So you don't really need to know all of that. By heart, it's pretty intuitive with how you need to do things. So I do have to go relearn my Excel codes in and of itself. If not, I have another friend called Google. I'm like, Google, how you do this?
Yo, talk about it. Google and a la Chat GPT. You can ask your questions to chat.
Like, hi,
your answers.
Just build this out for me. But yeah, so we're doing holiday planning because we're at like 7 nieces and nephews, you know what I mean? Like
you have how many nieces and nephews now?
7.
Yo, you're up there, you're moving up in the world.
Yeah, so this is why this year, because you know, every year it's always still like it's mainly the children, don't get me wrong, but now it's no adults are getting gifts, not even the parents. Sorry, yeah. You guys had enough. Like, you've had enough Christmases and holidays that, because what we used to do is like, okay, the parents of my mom, my dad get a little something. And then we used to do it amongst the sisters too. But this year, we're actually going to be a year where we're pretty split. Like, some of us are going to be in Greece. Some of us are in Montreal. But yeah, no, like, no adult is getting a gift out of my pocket because I have 7 nieces and nephews to have to purchase for.
Yo, kudos. And I sorry for cutting you. Sorry, finish what you're going to say, because I got to. Yeah, no. I stopped buying gifts for adults so long ago, and you don't actually even need to be an adult. Like, actually, technically, Adonijah, who just had a son, he stopped getting gifts already, because I'm like, well, you know what? Yeah, these go to
Adult.
my grandson right now. You get no gifts anymore. And basically, well, anyways, you already know. I think I'm at like 20 something nieces and nephews. But I started giving gifts to adults, like I don't even know how long ago. It's like from when you have children, forget about it. Your children come in, and then from when you hit a certain age, bro, come on. Like,
Yes.
what, you think I'm Santa Claus? You know damn well I'm not Santa Claus. Stop it.
No, at a certain age, we all here together. We potlucked for this meal. The holiday is about getting together. It's not about
Amen. Yo, that's what, yo, when we get to this age, that's what it's about, bro. It's not about the buying gifts. It's about getting together and being merry.
nothing. And I'm not. It's not to sound ungrateful on any level. I absolutely appreciate when people, because everyone has their love languages, and for those who the love language is high, they do like giving gifts. And so I'm not taking that away from you, but I'm a person where I'm a lot closer to being like minimalist and things. I like to have practicality in my home, so
Amen.
I do. But when I need something, I purchase it already. So when people are just like, "Oh, what do you want as a gift?" I'm kind of just like, N nothing. Like,
Love and joy or an email transfer. You want to give me one of those?
but if you give me, like, that's my thing too, right? Like, if it's all gonna be our birthday at some point in time in this year, if you give me $100 for my birthday, I'm gonna give you $100 for your birthday. Let's just keep the $100 and let's go do something fun.
That's not how it works, Gina. You gotta keep it's a gift and it's a give and receive. It's not about, let's cancel out our
But I'm
gifts.
saying, I prefer doing activities. I'm saying, giving me a gift, it's like, let's go do it, let's go have an experience. That's
All
thing that
right,
I
well, I respect that.
me from a love language perspective, I like quality time and acts of kindness. So that gives me like the quality time, and that's where I find my joys, which is why a lot of times in my girlfriend group, we typically just go out and have a really nice dinner. And so like that's just us getting together. Everyone gets to partake in eating something delicious, and you normally take that person's bill and split it amongst us. And that's kind of what I that's
Excited? That sounds exciting for Papa.
yeah that's what I've been doing with my female group for the last few years, probably. Because like, I mean, like, okay, well, you can get a gift, but again, there comes a time, unless you know what that person needs, right? And but I am definitely a person where it's like, oh, if I needed this, it's already in my cart and it's on its way, it's going to be here in 48 hours.
I
So
just bought it on Amazon. I hear you. I hear you.
and then I'm always constantly in the like, what can I edit? What do I have too much of? What haven't I not touched in like, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years that needs a new home? So
Yes.
my mom is a compulsive shopper, so she's kind of just like, oh, I have this. You want one of these or you want it? I'm like, I'm not bringing anything else in my house. Nothing else.
Janine, you gotta love her. She means well.
No, of course. No, I always say, thank you. I appreciate it, mom, but nothing else in my house. I'm good. So yeah, so all that to say, going back to, I have this spreadsheet and it's really like the way it's set up, I'm just like, oh, this is delicious, because it has the child with their age, their clothes size, their shoe size, the shipping location, because not all children are here in Montreal. Matter of fact, none of them are, but some, well, we're doing Christmas in Montreal this year, so some are going to be here, so we're shipping accordingly. But like all the shipping addresses, because that's in Montreal, New Brunswick, Toronto, and Greece via a new and via Toronto.
So wait, so this is what you're breaking down to us is the things you have on the spreadsheet.
Yeah, like
This
that's how
deep, yeah.
it's spread out. And then the gift ideas, and then color coded by who's getting what. So you choose your color, and then you highlight what you want to get in those gift ideas. You add what you want to, and then you can color code your code. And then you share this with everyone. So I share it, like my sisters have this shared. Isaiah has it with Zoe, his wife. I just sent it out to Naz. Like, so everyone has access to all the information. So even if you don't want, like, even if it's not the gift ideas that are in this, and if you don't necessarily need to add it, if you were going to buy shoes, clothes, or whatever, you have all that information in the spreadsheet.
You see what I love about humanity is like how we're so different. Although we're the same species, we have like we're just made up so different because what you're saying and what brings you joy, another person is listening to you and getting anxiety. And they're like, oh. They're like, whoa, what is that she's talking about? No, but it's like, and the thing is like, like a random example that like whatever, it's gonna be very random. But the other day I'm doing laundry and I'm doing my regular thing. I take my the cup that the that they give you for the soap, and I'm measuring out the soap and I'm preparing to pour it into the washing machine. Now Shai is behind me and out of nowhere she's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "What am I doing? What do you mean? What am I doing?"
What am I doing?
She's like, "Why are you wasting so much time? Like, why don't you just pour the soap directly into the washing machine?" And I'm like, "Pour the soap right into the wa-" I'm like, she's like, "Yeah, just give it like two twirls, wing, wing." So you see, so you and I are
Like
similar in the sense.
old school washing machine where it's like you
I'm
just put
like,
it on top and you put it directly like I mean 1990s,
yo,
early
like
2000s,
that's what she's saying to do.
or it has a slot that you
Yo,
fill.
no, in this case, this washer we have it has just, it's a regular we put into the washing machine. It doesn't this one doesn't have a slot. But even when ours did have a slot, she was doing the same thing. So where she's like, "What's the point? Who cares?" And I'm dying of laughter because one, she's making a big deal out of it, and I'm like, yo, like. One, I'm like, okay, cool, no problem, babe, no problem, I got it, cool, I'm gonna do that. And I'm laughing because I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna do this when you're not here. Like, I need to measure out my soap. I have a hard time. Like,
And not only that, one, it's not really wasting time. I know how much time are we saying is being wasted really right now to go between pouring from the bottle or pouring and measuring out the cup, which two, by the way, we use way too much soap and we need to. Like if
yo.
the measuring cup when it's telling you like your minimum and maximum, for you to actually put it at your maximum, you must have had ran the whole load of clothes in straight dirt and let it dry out in the sun for 16 days. Because supposed to use that much soap. And I mean, look, we find this out more and more now. Like in these nowadays, they're just like, because I not, do I follow? I follow him. You know, Instagram sometimes they just put things on your feed, and he's a dry cleaning guy, right? And so he gives you tips and tips and trades on your clothing. And he's just like, you're never supposed to use that much soap. It ends up leaving a film on your clothes.
All kind of things. Yo, gee, it's obviously so the point who really cares it's not necessarily our clothes tactics, but it's just different characters, different like because Shai's an artist. She's very, like tell her a spreadsheet, tell her what you're talking about right now. She's hanging up on you. She's not doing it. Even if it's like, yo, it's gonna make it easier for the gifts come thing. It's not food, bro. She's not following your spreadsheet. She's gonna buy whatever. She's like she wants to go free spirited. She just But me, I would have been like, yo,
Wouldn't
that
like
is
the
a
other
joke.
columns that need to be populated, because after gift ideas and once you've color coded your gift, well, there's also a column to put as what has been shipped, when has it arrived, and is it
Stop.
ready to go.
Bro, no one, Joe, no one by me is checking that. But I know, I'm just saying I love people. I love different personalities. Gina, I love you and your personality. I love the fact that you're just as analytical as you are. It's just necessary in life. It creates balance.
Yeah, I'm a balanced person. I'm very balanced. Like I'm when things are like if things are supposed to be parallel, like I just need things to be balanced in life.
I hear that. I hear that.
Okay, so if all the knives are facing left, why is this one knife facing right? That
No, you
was
see, but no, but there's, but that's what I'm saying. This is see, this is how people are. So miss is self-flex. So wait, so was this your was that your week? Did we miss
know
anything?
what? And we talked about it for so long. It was not what my whole week consisted of, but it was my highlight, which is why I said it's the new adult joy unlocked.
Yes, you did start with that, but we definitely went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, it doesn't take much now. Like again, the joys are different. Once upon a time, I used to like to go to parties every weekend. Now I'm like, nah, spreadsheets. No, no,
Yeah.
no. But no way. Well, to that point, it's getting me excited just because I'm looking forward to like having family in town. I'm looking forward to not being the one to have to travel, because the thing about it, when you're the one who doesn't have the kids, and like I appreciate the freedoms that I have and stuff, but then it's always the expectation is like, well, why don't you come? Or why don't you come? And like I pay mortgage for a reason. I really do like my house a lot.
Yeah, facts.
Sometimes I just like to not live out of a suitcase. That's just not my vibe personally. So yeah, that's That's a twinkle. I'm sure there's other stuff that happened this week, but you know, like I said, this is my highlight.
Yo, when it comes back, G, when it comes back, just let me know. Me, this week was pretty, you know. It was like there's a lot going on. Like, so as you guys hear this, our event would have been yesterday. So shout out to everybody who came out to support the OFC meet and greet. We'll talk more about it in detail next week, right? When I could really give you guys a good zhuzh in terms of what went down. But things coming up actually. So one before we go too far off of your original highlight. In parallel to Christmas, we know we're preparing for Kwanzaa, so I'm excited because we West Canada OFC and another organization called AI is the acronym. Lord, sorry, the name of the actual org is slipping me, but it's going to come back as soon as I actually read the flyer. But the point is, we're collaborating this year for Kwanzaa, like we usually collaborate every year, so I'm really excited. But it's like this year we want to make it a proper cultural bridge. So, and it's sorry, yeah, it's Afrocentricité Internationale. That is the organization. So you every year we get together, we bring out the youth, we celebrate Kwanzaa, we have like it's like a show, food, music. It's really a fun time for the whole family. The cost is very affordable. We do it on purpose for those who maybe can't afford to go to like a banquet, but would like to go out for the holidays. This is a great something for the family. It's free for children under 12, so everyone gets to eat, have a good time. Everyone comes dressed to impress. It's a beautiful thing that we do. But this year, what we're going to do a little different is every year it's usually African dish heavy, right? Because it's usually Afrocentricité that takes the lead in doing the food. We usually do entertainment and mix up in the middle, whatever. This year we're meshing everything, so we're going to make sure the food is like cultural and African. Well, you know, everything obviously has an African root, but we're going to make sure there's a Caribbean essence in there as well. So I'm really just looking forward to it, and I'm planting the seed early, right? So the event this year, we're hosting it on the 28th of December. So that is a what? What's the what day of the week is? So it's Samzi?
The 28th of September. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
See, Samzi. So that's it. So the event we're hosting is on the 28th. I'm definitely encouraging the community to come on out. It's going to be a great event for families. You want to come out on Grand Nam as a big group. I'm just, again, like I said, planting the seeds for you guys right now so that you can all be present and come and participate. About this, what else did I do this week? Oh my God, Gina, I don't even know why you didn't start with this, and you're a boxing fan. So are you saying you didn't watch the boxing match,
No,
or you did watch?
oh my gosh, that was not a real match, guys. I did not watch it. I don't watch wrestling either. I don't watch W. I don't, well, sorry, not wrestling. I don't watch WWF or whatever it's called these days, because if I wanted a mal choreographed, if I want to watch a mal choreographed
Yeah.
boxing fight,
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
have had no interest. And I know my sisters were watching when I called. They were watching. My younger sisters were, but I was just like, even before the fight started, when I heard all the stipulations of what was supposed to happen in the fight, I was like, I'm not watching this.
I wish you called to tell me that. I wish you called to be like, Farrah, don't watch that, eh? I'll be like, okay. I'll take your word because you know boxing. But yo.
His brother can tap in, all like, and I don't even know if he used all his stipulations, but
Did you say his brother could tap in wrestling style?
yeah, 100%. It was part of the rules. Like his brother could do that. And like there's certain rules that like Tyson couldn't do. And like, I don't remember if it was like a hidden thing. Like he couldn't do certain whatever. And we saw how he trained and just some certain glimpses of what I heard. And people were just like, oh, all he was doing was biting his gloves. And they were just like, oh, age must have hit him. I'm just like, bro, we all saw the videos of him preparing and training beforehand. He was not, t he was still doing rounds. So this was just a publicity stunt gone right. Everybody got their checks and high-fived on their way to the bank.
That's basically it's just and at the expense of the people, because for like unfortunately for us, we actually I don't know why I don't even really watch sports like that. I was like I thought it was cool to be able to watch a Tyson fight in this day and age. So I didn't know I like you know I just I don't know why I forgot. Like I should have clued in when it was on Netflix, which is for entertainment, where it's just like, oh wait, this is okay, this is not real anymore.
Done a better job at it, because like when you do when what for those the same way how you have a whole a fandom for WWF, if you do it right, then it's still worth the watch.
Right. Yeah, but this was not done wet right at all. It was really, and then he didn't have to slap us. And when I say I mean Michael. It's not Mike Tyson, it was Michael. Michael didn't need to he didn't need to go on the interview and say that he's fighting for his bills. He didn't need to tell us that. Did you see that interview?
He's fighting for his bills.
Oh, Gina, I have to play it. I have to play it for the show. Because if you didn't
You
see
mean
it,
like
maybe other people didn't see it.
your hydro?
Yo, I'm playing it right now.
First, let's start with you. Did you want to continue?
Well, I would like to have continued, but I saw that I was getting beat on. I realized I don't think I have it anymore because I got the ability to stay in shape, but I don't got the fighting guts, I don't think, anymore.
When did you recognize that? In what part of the fight?
I don't know. Early into the fight. I'm just sorry I let everybody down. I just don't have this in my heart anymore.
Did you feel as though you had it coming into the fight?
No, I'm just fighting to take care of my bills, basically. I don't have the stomach for this kind of no more. I'm more conscious of my children and those guys looking at my parents. I don't have that ferocity. I'm not an animal anymore.
Does that mean we won't see you fight again?
Yeah, that's most likely. I'm not going to fight again. I'm not going to disrespect the sport anymore by losing to this caliber of fighters.
Okay, well, no, that's a different. I heard it differently in my head.
Yeah, well, I thought I had to play just to give it justice, but don't get me wrong, no matter how you take it, sure, all right. I'm just saying you don't have to say you're fair fight for your bills. I'm just saying, like, because all that means is that yo, you just did it for the check, which is cool, but like we saw you, we were fans, like we're fans, you know, and I guess you don't care because you're not in the industry anymore, so you don't need us as fans. Fine, but I'm just saying.
Okay, no, so like hearing that is like I'm hearing it differently. And I don't know, like this is all assumptions at the end of the day. It's like it's the realization while you're doing all this and all the stipulations that you had to do and you couldn't really and like I appreciate him saying that he didn't want to disrespect like he's not doing this again because he doesn't want to disrespect the fans of the sport. And I think there at some point sometimes when you realize like there are limits to what you do for a check. But, and like again, I think he accepted those stipulations for a check and his heart wasn't in it. It is what it is. So,
You think, oh well, okay, all right, that's it. We don't know. Everything's speculation. So at the end of the day, yeah, I think the whole thing sucked, and that's basically what it is. And the sister that fought before him, though, that was having a real fight. I can't remember her name right now, but she was robbed. That's all I remember. But she was robbed. Aside from that, again, when you guys are hearing this, we're gonna be on day three of the Montreal World Carnival. So I hope you guys are enjoying that, what we put together for you. We'll talk in more depth when we get into it next week. So two other quick things. So I was fortunate enough to go check out my boy Renzel Dashington, the comedian. Have you ever been to any of his shows? Are you familiar with Renzel?
I'm familiar with him, yes. I haven't been to a comedy show in some time, I'll be honest.
Wow, my first of all, I should have called you yesterday because it's right downtown. And it was pretty random. I was like, you know what? I saw it. And I know he had a show coming up, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna pop in and go check it out. Not everybody could enjoy it because it's majority French, so you have to be, you know, like French or bi or comfortable bilingual. So you would have enjoyed it, but I didn't really think to invite too many people. I actually went dolo, because even shy, I wouldn't necessarily enjoy it. So, but the point is, your brother's so funny. That was my whole point, is that everybody should be supporting and following this guy. Honestly, like I enjoy Vans in terms of a Montreal comedian, Big Worm, hilarious. But yeah, Renzel, he has a way of telling stories and a way of just keeping you plugged in. He is hilarious on many levels. So I just want to give him a shout out. And what I appreciate about the brother is that he's an advocate for the cause, right? And he's somebody that we should all be looking to encourage and support and whatever he can, because he's doing it for us as well. Like, he's out there, any opportunity that he has to be able to advocate, to be there to support, to create awareness of what's happening, he's leveraging his platform, and I appreciate him for doing that. So I just wanted to take that opportunity just to encourage you guys to check him out as well if you haven't already. And so definitely follow him on everything. And I'm planting a seed here And we're going to water this seed, and we're going to have a community town hall meeting in the next couple of weeks. Like I'm planning it for the 1st of December. It's going to be a Sunday in the evening. And this town hall is a serious one, Gina the Great. And I'm going to ask you the question for your feedback, for your opinion. And I asked a poll. It was a poll I put in the group. I'm not sure if you had seen it, but the poll was, you know what? I'll read it verbatim for our listeners out there, just so you guys could know exactly what I had asked the people then. So the question, the poll that I had put out into the community was, where should our core funding to pay administrative staff for community initiatives come from? And then we gave three options. So it was come from us in terms of the community, come from grants in terms of government funding, or other sources. And then, you know, other sources, and we just asked them to elaborate if they have other sources. So now, Gina, so you asking you the question, in your opinion, where do you feel the core funding should come from to, and specifically core funding to pay administrative staff for community initiatives?
For community initiatives.
And that could be anything from a march to a school program, to a advocacy group, to, you know, a business incubator. You name it. Any, call it a business, any initiative that we're running as a community.
Okay. Can you define community initiative, a community, please, in this
Yes, let's call it the OFC community specifically. So this community organization consisting of its members.
So
So OFC initiatives, in other words.
the OSC initiatives that and the OSC initiatives that is open to anyone to be able to be part of this community?
Well, everybody's welcome to be a member, but the initiatives are to benefit the actual members. So it's like we don't do initiatives that are right. What we do is to advocate on behalf of our members.
Right, correct. So I'm asking it this way because I want to be sure what we're talking about when we're saying community, because depending on how you define that is where the funds should come from. If you're saying
Sure.
that this is a semi or a fully privatized community for a members only, that has to come from within that membership. If you're talking about this as a community that we're saying, when we're looking at it as like from a like let's say you're looking at it from a municipal standpoint, and it's like, oh, the community of insert city here or borough here, that comes from government funding. And when I say government funding, then that's those are your municipalities, those are your grants, those are your projects and programs that are set in place specifically for these different types of communities. So again, those communities could be physical communities that you have in different cities and spaces and things like that, or there's the communities of people, race, creed, religion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And why I say it like this is that, certain people in certain religions can have tax benefits because they're in their religion. Certain people in different communities, because you come from a certain race and or creed, you have access to certain programs, grants, and whatnot from the government. So if we're talking about something that resembles that, then yes, it's supposed to come from, it can be a mixture. Like, I mean, everything is like, yes, you have to go get your grants, and yes, you're asking the government for help here, there, and too, but that's not always 100% sustainable, regardless of what. Like, even the churches are asking for your tithes. So it has to be it should be a mix of both. But if you're just saying that this is a members only community, like when you have like say you have like a golf, like the golf course, it's members only, and the golf only paid by members, and it's used by members, and that's how they fund it. So it's a members only,
Yeah,
fund.
so almost like a country club, but it's
Yeah,
like,
yes.
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now, no, I love that response, and I think that's why it's important as a community that we have this conversation, because I think what is happening is that we have a bit of a disconnect between those who run community organizations, the individuals in the community who benefit, and the members of community organizations who are participating. I think we have a disconnect somewhere, because from the sides of the community organizations, the leaders or the builders and or builders, we aren't looking at government funding as a means of sustaining core funding, because it doesn't create independence. Well, that is from the stand, that's from our standpoint in terms of our type of community organization, our type of membership organization. There are some orgs that are more community-wide serving. So, like you're to your point, who are there? Like their mandate is broad. It's like their mandate is let's help all special needs people from across Quebec. That is not specific to a particular kind of membership. It's like everybody who does special needs, and the government technically should be pooling into that. When you talk about community initiatives, where some of the initiatives could be advocating against police brutality or advocating for better education for our kids, or like we're doing things that it's weird to ask the government to provide us the funding for that, right? Like, and if we're going to be genuine about wanting to establish an economic foundation for our future generation, we can't give our kids government grants. Like, that's it's like, here, take this grant, and hopefully when you need it, the government is still the same government that I have a relationship with. Like, that's not sustainable. So what is sustainable is saying that us as members, let's see what we can do to sustain ourselves. So if it means that, you know, using the number that we're playing with now, if we have 1,000 members contributing $20 a month, that does actually create some sustainability. And as long as those members continue to support, and as long as the organization continues to do what it says, that number should actually grow. It should be sustaining. And next year, there should be more people saying, hey, I want to jump on this. So maybe year one, you got 1,000. Maybe by year two, you got 1,500 or you got 2,000, but whatever the case, so it should be increasing. So by the time we hand this off to our future generation, we could say, look, we have 5,000 members that contribute $20 a month. That gives you your operating budget of $100,000 a month. These are the initiatives we have going on. We have an advocacy group happening. We have a school that we've opened. We have this. We have these people doing this. We have these investment things. Here, we are handing that off. That's a different conversation than being like, here's these applications. Make sure you keep applying, and hopefully it works. And in the event you don't get this grant, you're gonna have to fire 80% of the staff because we can't sustain them without this government money.
Yeah, no, and like here's the thing too, like you got to look at the ends of the means, because you even talking about having an administrative crew to be able to be the voice against police brutality and have better education, like both those things fall into government budgeting. One's provincial and one's municipal, right? And so, well, one is multiple municipalities because but police are ran by municipalities. So if you're looking at police brutality in Montreal, that's needing someone to advocate and speaking to Valerie Plante. If you have them in the South Shore or Laval or whatever, those are different governments, and education is provincial. And so that's a different advocate there. But ultimately, that one is it's serving our community, but that's serving people as a whole, period, especially when you're talking about those are the things that our tax dollars are paying for anyway. Like we're already
Yeah.
paying.
And I agree with that. And that's why I'm like, I think I feel it'd be a great conversation to have for those who are interested and who want to really deep dive. Because I think if as a community we could have a level of cohesion in terms of that, like in terms of how things are going, like how are we funding things that we're funding? Why are we funding what we're funding? And what are we actually doing? Like, what are the initiatives we're looking to build? I think that can really impact the community in a way that will really be substantial moving forward. But I think it's a conversation worth having because everybody has different perspectives. But it's important that we all get on the same page because technically we're all within the same community. But if we're all within the same community, it's like everybody being in the same boat, but people are rowing in different directions. And that I think that is one of our challenges right now as a community. And maybe we're not the only nationality or collective or group that might be facing this type of thing. But I think it could be something worth addressing and speaking. Just bringing to the forefront as a community and everybody sharing their perspective so we could come to an understanding. Finally moving forward, what's our plan for empowering ourselves and our future generation for real? So.
To that point, if there are other communities that are facing the same issue and like look different physically than what we do, then maybe that is a source of collaboration and having a stronger voice, a louder voice, and more bodies. But again,
Well,
yeah.
no, I remember at the end of the day, our goal in my opinion, should never be to try to get the government to do for us. I just feel like, yeah, we pay taxes. Yes, the government's going to do what they're going to do. But when it comes back, comes down to it, if you look through history, you look through society, like history, I think is the best example. Like, show me a time where the government actually really went out of their way to ensure that the people were good. Like, they'll sustain us.
They don't unless you demand it. And that's again.
No, but give me an example. Even the demanding, like, that's what I mean.
I was just about to.
Yeah.
I know that we haven't experienced that in North America, but because we keep forgetting that the government works for us. And so the government has to move when you say, this is what we want. And my example is I take France, for example. When the people riot and when the people...
No, but Gina, but you understand, like, okay, all right, that's why I wanted to hear the
example. You want my example?
No, but yes.
So like the government in France has to move the way the people tells them to move, and they do make a change. Now, but to have that, you need to have a unification for that to happen. And so if we turned around and actually said, and I'm going to talk about it in my segment, because something's coming up in the next year that is going to affect everybody in Quebec. But, you know, at some point in time, you got to be like, well, actually, this is enough. And if your government isn't doing what you need to do as a population, and then you have to be the majority in that, not the minority. But if you're the majority, that's when you start kicking people out of office until you have someone who needs to be in there. And that's as long as you're going to still have a government body. Unless we get into full anarchy and we're just like a fully privatized like country, for all you know, like that's how it should be if you do want to keep government. But that's not how we're treating government.
True. Okay.
But anyway, who's supposed to be a how was your week? We
had three segments. Sorry, guys. And so now as we're winding out, and I'll be quick because, you know, I didn't, like, we have Drew coming in, Andrew from Afrobeats Montreal. He's going to be talking. He's been doing great things within the community. So we're going to deep dive. But then he also has a show coming up this week. And we got two passes, Gina the Great, two passes to give away. So with that, so as you know, before I close out, I just wanted to mention and just give people a little word of encouragement. Last week, I hinted that I was going to mention something this week about everything happening for a reason. So I wanted to just leave people with a little note on that in terms of everything happening for a reason. So when we are honest about trusting spirit and putting out our intentions, when things happen that don't necessarily go according to what we had intended, we have to accept that it is still the will of the spirit and accept that with a smile. It's not always easy, but how we go through our challenges is how we grow from them. So if you're able to go through a negative circumstance, breathe, feel through it, and still come out of it, even while you're going through it, go through it with a positive mindset and then come out of it, you know, with continuing with that positive mindset, you have grown and evolved from it. There are circumstances that we go through in this life experience that our spirits draw into us because in the past life experience, it was a challenge that we had that we needed to overcome. But if we don't accept those challenges, if we fight against those challenges, resist those challenges, dig our heels in and be like, no, we're going to ignore this, or we're going to just, you know, bulldoze over it or through it, we're not allowing our spirit to evolve and grow, which is why we came to the planet to begin with. So the notion that everything happens for a reason, I know it's sometimes kind of taboo, but it is for us to understand and accept that and be very intentional about what we say, how we think, what we do, because everything that we're doing is like we're putting out the energy to receive something. You speak something, your life is giving you something right back. Even prior to coming into this physical existence, you intended a couple of things for your life experience that you're now living. So it is something to remember. And I know I've heard the argument before, and I know I've mentioned on the show before that even when babies come in, and whether it be an abortion or whether it be they're born and they end up transcending as a baby, and like it hurts us as the adults or whatever, or the people within the circumstance, because we had our own expectations. We wanted to, you know, we had all these kind of visions for this life, but this life came in with its own agenda. And I know it might sound weird to say, but the reality is some of these spirits came to just sample what life experience was going to be like for that moment. So you've given them that opportunity to have that life for that short period of time. And there will be another opportunity for them. And there'll be another opportunity for you as long as you continue to stay positive and expect life to continue to bless you. So I'm just putting that out there again, with love and positivity and all kind of, you know, vibes for you guys. And it, like I said, for me, I wished when I was coming up that I was able to get certain answers to certain questions that I had spiritually, I guess. And I'm glad to be able to be in a position where I can share. And I just continue, I want to just continue to encourage the community and know and remind you guys that if ever you do have questions, you're seeking stuff, feel free to reach out. It's always going to be my pleasure to share. So with that, guys, let's take a pause for the cause, and we'll be back with Parley with the People. Let's take a quick pause for the cause, just to shout out our homegirls, Kemba and Andrea from Keen Real Estate Group. Whenever you're thinking real estate, whenever you're thinking investments, whenever you're thinking about planning for the long term, think Keen Real Estate Group. They're generating wealth for generations. KeenGroup.ca. If your goal is to purchase a car and to make the process as simple as possible, just get a car broker, guys. You just get a car broker. Big shout out to our homeboy, Hamsdale Jacques, the owner of HJCourtierAuto.com. That's HJCourtierAuto.com. If you're a small to medium-sized business and you're getting started and you're ready to go to that next level, what do you need? You need a phone line and you need a website. Think Mainstream Digicom. They got all your telecommunication needs checked. MainstreamDigicom.com. You're trying to get out on the web. You're trying to understand how to navigate through ads. Check out Java Logics for all your marketing, your digital marketing. Where would we be without Preston? I don't even know. Check out Java Logics. I give thanks to Preston for what he's done for the OFC. The amount of positive reviews we've gotten from all his referrals, we're proud to stand behind his work. Check out javalogics.com. No, it's not just because he's my brother. It's because you can't talk hip-hop in Montreal without saying M-City Solo. Guys, check out his latest project, In My Feels, available on mcitysolo.com. If it's not one of the hardest new EPs to hit Montreal, come and let me know. You already know. It's your boy, Faro, bigging up, mcitysolo.com. Keeping the culture alive. I gotta give thanks to West Can Folk Performing Company. For the last 40 years plus, they've been promoting our culture through song, drum, and dance, educating youth, the children, the seniors. Just check them out, westcanfolk.com.
Girl, what are you cooking?
My curry chicken.
Ooh, you're burning it.
Oh, gosh, it looks so...
It's okay, girl. You need the Curry House. They have the best Caribbean food in town. Two locations in Montreal, West Island and Côte-des-Neiges. For more information, follow Caribbean Curry House MTL. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour for your 10% discount.
So, who placed in the order?
Me.
DeVito, WizKid, Burna Boy. Those are just some of the big names that's blessed Montreal thanks to Afrobeats Montreal. Definitely check out Afrobeats MTL for all concerts, show listings, everything that has to do with Afrobeats in the city. Check out Afrobeats MTL. One full circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network. What does that mean? We're here for each other.
Parlay with the people, y'all. So many reasons why I want you for you, my love. Now you want to She be not these kind of things where they make man see ya. And me, I understand, say your dad no like me rara. See me, I won't make it no, say me there for you, cara. And if not, you price be that, I feel like those, see ya. I never traded you for nothing.
This love will
make me the jack machine.
Without you, I don't bring to nothing.
Without you, without you, I'm not gonna tell me with this all bingo, bingo.
I never
traded
you for nothing.
I never traded you, baby.
This love
will make me the
start.
No, no.
I'm not gonna tell me what's all bingo. I'm not gonna tell me with this all bingo. I'm not gonna tell you what's all bingo. I'm not gonna tell you what's all bingo. Baby, I'm like making you. So, baby.
So you guys just heard it. You guys know when we're talking Afro beats, we are blessed to have one of our partners with us. It is the one and only Drew from Afro Beats Montreal. Round of applause, Drew. Thank you. Thank you. I always like to say at the top of the show, I am proud to have you as a partner of the OFC. You've been a huge supporter. Thank you for even helping to serve as a member of our board of directors. And just you're always willing to take the time when we're looking for feedback in terms of community advancement, community empowerment. Anytime there's an opportunity to uplift the community, you are here. So I thank you. And I'm grateful to be able to be here and to create this space for you to be able to promote and let the community know what you're up to and what's been going on, my brother. So thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Pharaoh. We share a lot of, similar values together. Community being one of them. It's very important to me. I'm always looking for ways to impact my community. And yes. We're able to do that through the synergies provided by the OFC and other platforms that we happen to be on together. So happy to be here.
Thank you, King. You don't just talk it. And that's what's been cool. Like, you really do put the time in. You put in, like, a lot of people talk theoretically. Yeah, I want to help our people. I want to help our thing. But you make the effort. Now, so before we deep dive, for those who might be hearing you for the first time, I want to give them an opportunity just to get to know a little bit about you, even before we talk, dive into the business. And again, and the reason I'm so grateful, I know you're a behind the scenes person for the most part. So I know when I pull you out, I'm like, Drew, come talk to the people, man. This is you coming out of your comfort zone. So thank you for doing it.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a, I don't feel the need. I'm not an attention seeker, or I don't feel the need for a spotlight to be on me. I'm more of I prefer to provide the stage, for the spotlight for other people. That's my joy. I derive my pleasures from, helping people and, seeing people exceed beyond their, their wishes or their wildest wishes or dreams or goals or, whatever. I like to, think of myself as a platform to help people achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve. So, that's, that's just me in a nutshell. Like I said, I'm a very behind the scenes kind of guy, but, I do step out when I do need to step out. Right. And, this being one of those kind of locations, to come share the platform with you and, bring a little, some message, do some promotions for what we got coming up. In future type of thing, basically.
So now, one of the things, so when I said that you're not just talking about it, that you are about it, when we had met years ago now at this point, and one of the initiatives I know you had was the purchase of a venue. And I know this is something that it like we've always spoken about the power of having our own venue, what it really means for us as a community. And again, another round of applause because you've been able to secure a club. And if we could just take a moment just to talk about it, because I know this is something that one, I want the community to know. Like if you're looking for a space to rent, if you're looking for a space for a holiday event, activities, things going on, we have a club in the community. So yes, brother. So yes, go ahead.
Yes, so I've always been very much about empowering and also, being empowered. I just, in the industry that I'm in, and probably most industries here in Quebec, when you look around, you will see that they're not dominated by people of color, right? Hence, I'm of the opinion, and I've had the experiences. We don't get a fair shake, right? Because people doubting our abilities, people for other reasons, stated and unstated type of thing. So it's always been my desire to, let's just say, cut out the middlemen or cut out the unfavorable elements of the industry, and replace them with, structures, organizations that will be more favorable to us and be, sympathetic to us being able to get what we want to get, right? Like, in the previous, in previous discussions and previous segments on this program, it's all about empowerment. And if nobody's going to empower us, then the least we can do for ourselves is empower ourselves.
Well said.
Right. And this goes for all structures, right? Not just necessarily, I mean, I'm in the entertainment field. They're more, I would say, probably more pressing fields that require attention. Healthcare is one. Food supply is another one. Transport is another one. Stuff like that I feel that we need to secure. Land is, also very important. I know you've also gone huge steps in that direction with the compound that you've created, and you're looking at other ways of getting more land for the community and so on and so forth. So all these are, baby steps. Little drops of water, make up the mighty ocean, and so on and so forth, right? And hopefully other people see what we're doing. When I say we, I mean collectively, and realize that, listen, this is not so, it's not so unachievable, right? I mean, the thing everybody keeps on referring to in every single discussion you have is, oh, you know what, it takes the finances to do this and to do that. But honestly, in my opinion, and from my experience, the money's there. It's the lack of will and ideas
Thank you.
that's missing, right? If you have an idea that's viable, the funds will appear. I
They
mean,
really will.
as it sounds, a lot of people might just raise their eyebrows and say, oh yeah, okay, right, how's that happen? But the ideas come with the will and the drive to make it happen, and that's
100%.
where the funds and your secret helpers will appear. If you don't do something, and I'm a strong believer of putting things out into the universe, right? You don't know what you can attract. But if you're keeping all that in and just mulling it over, and being forlorn and depressed, and being wishful. I mean, you know what? I think there's a saying, if wishes could fly, right? Right? But you know what? We need to get out and we need to do stuff. Everybody can do something in their own little way, right? It all adds up. It all adds up. It truly does add up, right? And the sooner we start doing these things and becoming a beacon for the next generation to see that, to take what your struggle is to a different level or a different height, the
That's
better
it.
it is. But then again, like I said, if you sit down on your thumbs and you don't do anything, then you're only encouraging more of the same in
That.
future.
Well said. Wow, Drew, well said. And what I'm excited about, like you being a club owner with this mindset, you do create opportunities. Even now, like you have the show coming up, you create opportunities for up and coming artists, you create spaces for people who want to host different things. So it is something it's important for people to know. And again, big shout out. We're talking a club on Saint Laurent Boulevard. It's not like you found a club in the back alleys of the back alleys and you're like, here, this is our spot.
Yeah, so the club is it was something, like I said, if you don't put what you want to do out into the universe, right, it would never, materialize. And this is something that, I'd mentioned this to you, like, 3 years ago, 4 years
Easy.
ago, that, I want to. And we were actively looking. I mean, yourself and myself, you'd referred many things towards in my direction. And, I was also talking to other people and so on and so forth. And then this opportunity came by whereby on Saint Laurent Boulevard, which is the prime entertainment district of Montreal, this opportunity came up. And I was like, you know what? I've been asking for this, I've been wanting to do this. And now the opportunity is there. If I don't do it, then you know what? It was all a pipe dream, right? So, we got the space in May of this year. We started off. It's called Club Frame. I can say confidently that it's the only, as at the time when we started, it was the only black owned. It's 100% black owned, a club on Saint
Woo!
Laurent, the first.
Claps, claps, claps
Yeah.
to that. Yes.
It was the first 100% black-owned club on Saint Laurent. And the strange thing is that there is a story behind this, because up till about 3, 4 years ago, the club owners on Saint Laurent were not allowing us to either have any African-based or any Afro-based, forget about African, any Afro-based, Haitian, Caribbean, artists or music to be played in those clubs up to 4 years ago. Okay. So now we've been able to, I mean, this is the irony of the whole thing now. Now we own the place where the music is played, and we can play whatever it is that we want to play. We can bring in whoever we want to bring in, and we can do whatever it is that we want to do, right? That benefits our community or just
Our
humanity.
culture.
Yeah, the culture, humanity as a whole, right? So it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful spot. We've got two floors. One's a kind of a club setting, and the other one is a terrace setting. And it's probably going to be the only terrace that's operational during the winter, because we have a roof, as a see-through roof that covers our terrace. And then there's, that there's very good heating, both electrical and gas, on the terrace to make it feel warm and cozy. So we're still going to be having those summer vibes going on when it's
Dope.
minus 20, 21 outside in the winter,
That's what's up.
with the vibes going on in there, right? So, we always make sure that it's nice and the vibe's hot, right?
That's what's up.
And I'm very grateful for, the support that you and the OFC have provided. This space is available for anybody who wants to, have an event, party, meetings, networking, whatever it is that you can think of that can fit in a space. We will, definitely evaluate it and see how we can make it happen. We're very, like I said, community oriented, pro ourselves, right? So, whoever has ideas or, whatever it is that they want to do, don't be shy. I mean, listen, what's the worst that's going to happen, right? The worst that's going to happen is that, okay, you know what? We don't think it might happen over there, but here's ideas as to where it can actually happen or take place. So, there's nothing ever lost. People just have to be bold enough to take that first step towards whatever it is that they want.
Man, Drew, this
So,
is huge. Huge and congrats to that. And again, like it, I could attest to the fact that the space is very welcoming. So definitely, I encourage you guys. I'm looking forward. I know 2025, we've already started looking at different initiatives and activities we're going to be doing at the club. So that's going to be awesome. And I guess it's a perfect segue because as we started off the show, we were listening to our boy. It's Oxlade, is that?
Oxlade. Yep.
Now, when I read the name, I was like, Kulosa. At first, I thought it was closer, and I was like,
It
closer.
is closer. You see, the thing is that, these creatives, right? They find ways of putting a twist on things to just make it unique, right?
Right.
So it is closer, but the way he's, I mean, because when you sing something, right, and you're singing it, in conjunction with other words and so on and so forth, and the melody and all that, it could sound, you could spell things or it could sound in a different manner, right? So originally it is closer, right? But they found a way to put a spin on it. So I mean, closer basically, when you spell the English word, it's Closer.
Right.
This gentleman called his song Closer, Kulosa. Still says, still says the
Yeah.
same thing. And
Thank you for explaining that, because I was gonna quiz you. I was like, first of all, what does this word mean? I'm assuming it's African. So just
no, and you know what? If maybe towards the end of the segment, he has another song called it, like I said, this guy, I think this is his specialty, okay? But he has another song called Asuna. Okay.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, just hang on, hang on. Okay. He has another song called Asuna, and that Asuna actually means, not that it means, it actually is what he's trying to say is as soon as,
Wow.
right? And it's a beautiful song. I mean, the melodies are great. It has a vibe to it. And but that's just his thing, right? I mean, so this gentleman, he's a young gentleman from Nigeria, West Africa. He's on tour, and he's just rounding off his North American tour. He's done, I think, about maybe 15 or so states in the US. He's just finished, I think, maybe on Wednesday or Thursday. No, Wednesday. His last date is in Indiana, and then from Indiana, he's now starting the Canadian leg of his tour, which is Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto, right?
Nice.
So this
Kicking off
gentleman
here.
he's been around for a bit. Like the song that you played at the opening, this Closer, I think I saw it has 107 million.
109 million. I was gonna mention that.
Yeah,
Like
109 million views or plays, right?
Yeah.
So this is over a space of 2 years. So, it is and like I said, it's most people who, been listening to radio or Spotify streaming services and so on and so forth would have come across this song one way or the other. Was very popular on TikTok as well. So anyway, so this gentleman is coming in on Friday for the Montreal leg of the tour, and we'll be hosting him at a theater called the Paradoxy, which is on Monk Boulevard. It's one of the it's a newer it's a newer venue type of thing, and we expect a great crowd there. I mean, the ticket sales have been going pretty good, can't complain. And we're looking, to have more of the community there. We're looking to have more of everybody there because, like I said, music is universal, cuts across all ethnicities, all whatever it is. We all know how to bop, shake our heads and so on and so forth,
Yes.
right? It's just going to be a good time. It's on a Friday. So like I said, what else are you doing on a Friday night, right? So
Exactly.
you might as well come out and listen to some great music. Again, one of the mandates for the name of our group is Afrobeats Montreal. So one of our mandates basically is to encourage local talent, right? By giving them a platform. So we know that normally, right, people don't, I mean, it's just human nature. We like what's already established, and we don't pay a lot of attention to the establishing
Upcoming.
or the up and coming. So we try to give a platform to the up and coming by attracting people to events that, we put on with established artists, but we give the up and coming artists a chance to perform. So people will get to see and appreciate their music. So we have three Montrealers. We have two Montrealers and a group from Ottawa, right? Who are going to be performing. And these guys also have very good music. And hopefully this will propel them to greater heights and help them achieve whatever it is that they have in mind that they would like to achieve. So that's it.
I think, and I'm sorry to cut you, but I think that one again, that opportunity and that space that you give to community, like that's what it's about. And it's about when we are able to open a door and then hold it open for the next person to come through. That's what it's about. And that's like people just don't get it. So again, I'm just continuing to big you up and to give you your props because you're doing it. You're not just talking about it, you're doing it. And if everybody did a little bit within their space, like, and you mentioned there's other things that are, like, people could say that yes, they are more important, health and et cetera, et cetera. But you are in this space and you're doing what you can in the space that you're in, right? And that's the example that people need to like people need to see. It's like that you don't have to try to change the world, but know that in your bubble, this is what you do, and this is how you could do to help the cause, support the cause, do whatever you can to open the door. Like if everybody had that mindset, we'd be way different. But a lot of people like to expect other people to do, right? Or I'm not gonna, it's because that they'll take care of it. And that is the type of mentality that will get you enslaved, that will get you killed, that would have you slaving for somebody else or doing something you don't want to do because you're leaving it to somebody else to handle instead of saying, you know what can I do to help to impact the situation or to make that change? So again, thank you for what you're doing, my G. It makes a huge difference.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
So we've given people the time now, and we have two tickets to give away for our listeners, those who have tuned in. So as you guys are hearing this, now our rules are usually very simple. As you tune in, the first person to get in contact with us, now I'm asking a trivia question. It's going to be an easy one though. The name of the first song that we played, spelt in the way that the artist spells it. So that is an easy one. So as you guys are tuning in, as you're listening, reach out and you know how to get to us. So you can reach out straight on our WhatsApp, 514-651-4545, or you could call and be like, I heard it. I'm calling and I'm giving the answer. That is one. You could always email us at support@ofccommunity.com and it would be our pleasure. Just be the first to hear this and to send that and to send in or to call in and let us know the name of the song that we that the artist has played at the beginning. The artist is Oxlade.
Oxlade.
So now, so Brother Drew, as we're now preparing to close out, and we will definitely play that other song Asuna at the end as well. You know how I like to get down. I always like to give our guests an opportunity. Well, first one, before I let you leave some empowering words, I wanted you to just give out your the contact info again. If anybody does want to reach out, if they're looking for tickets, if they want to connect with Afro Beats, if maybe in the future they're an artist, they want to, but for
So
whatever
we're big
reason.
on social media. You can't really miss us. Everything on Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook, it's all Afrobeats NTL. So Afrobeats NTL. So it's at Afrobeats NTL on all those platforms. You can reach out to us, you can message us. We're pretty, responsive. And of course, you can always go through Pharaoh as well. Pharaoh knows how
Yes.
to reach me, right? To Twit. And we're looking towards the participation of the community. In 2025, we're looking to kind of because we have such a broad spectrum of people in our community. So we're looking forward to working a little bit more with a couple of Caribbean artists,
Yes.
artists from Haiti. We're looking to incorporate that into the stuff that we do, just to make it a little bit more rounded and a little bit more fun. And there are a couple of big events too that we're planning for 2025 that we're looking to actually to actualize. So yeah.
Stay tuned, people. Stay tuned. And the OFC is going to be tagging along for the ride. So this is
Stay
going to be
tuned.
awesome. So just so as we now, as we're officially closing out, we like to leave, we like to have our guests leave some empowering words for our listeners.
Okay, this one is a little bit controversial, but
Nice.
it's something that I try to live by. And I think people need to think and see how it applies to them personally. And it goes like this. If you allow a man to feed you, you also allow that man to starve you. Right?
Well said.
So we all need to think about ways of breaking away from being fed and feeding ourselves. That's all I got for tonight.
Yo, that's all you got. That was good. I'm fed. I'm full. So with that, guys, as we're now getting ready to transition to ungrind my gears with Gina the Great, let's take a pause for the cause and we'll dive into Oxlade as soon as. Thank you, Brother Drew. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Actually, it's time to ungrind those gears. Let's get into some interesting facts, tips, and a whole lot of fun with Gina the Great.
What the facts is going on? Okay, so do you eat sprouts?
Sprouts? Yeah, I eat sprouts. Wait. Brussels sprouts? Like those round balls? Or the sprouts, like, they grow and it looks like little pieces of grass.
Yeah, the grass stuff.
Yeah, I love those. I love those. Well, I call those microgreens. Didn't I call them microgreens?
So there's a difference though. You have microgreens, but you also have sprouts.
Oh.
But the microgreens are a little longer than the sprouts though.
Already
They're
lost me, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure anymore.
okay, so do you remember like when you were younger, did was there not a an alfalfa sprout time in your childhood?
Nah, son. I like, cause I don't know.
Oh.
When you're saying sprouts, I'm thinking Brussels sprouts, or I'm thinking those short little things.
Okay, but I think you're thinking the right thing, but okay. Anyway, because there's sprouts, there's microgreens, and then there's the actual vegetable itself. So, there's almost more fiber in sprouts than there are in mature vegetable counterparts. Thanks to all these nutrients, sprouts prove tons of potential health benefits, including controlling blood sugar levels in people with diabetes, improving digestion, lowering cholesterol, and boosting immune function. And this came from a post that I saw where they were kind of just showing like you'd have to eat, let's say, a cup of broccoli to get the same amount of fiber that you'd get in microgreens, which probably like half a cup of microgreens, you'll get the same as a full cup of broccoli. And to that point, in sprouts, you just need like a quarter of a cup of sprouts to get the same amount of fiber and nutrients that you would in full grown broccoli, which kind of makes
Wow.
sense. There's power in that little seed, and it has to grow into the whole floret.
Yeah.
And so, there are some pros and cons to sprouts, and we're gonna kind of go through those as well. But again, like I don't know how you don't have like didn't you you did not have an alfalfa sprout in like
Well, that yeah, like right now, it's hard for me to answer because I'm not sure what kind of sprouts you're talking about. Show me a picture. Because when you're talking sprouts, like I'm thinking,
Yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah, definitely.
sprout.
Yeah, okay. I don't think I like those.
Okay, well, yeah, they some of them can be bitter. It depends on what sprout that
Yeah,
you're.
I think that's what I remember. Bitterness. Don't I like in this day and age, I'll still eat it. I'll eat everything minus Kareli. Kareli is just too bitter. But aside from that, like everything I'm down.
Fair. Well, the pros and cons according to gardenary.com, this is why you should potentially add sprouts to your diet. So they require very little space or setup, and this is them also talking about growing it yourself, which is also important nowadays, to be quite honest. So they require very little space or setup. You don't need a garden to grow your own sprouts. You just need a single pot in an apartment, but you don't need a single pot in an apartment balcony. You can buy a designated seed sprouter or sprouting tray, or you can really just use simple supplies that you have in your kitchen already, like a bowl and a strainer.
Okay.
Sprouts are easy to grow. They're ready as little as 5 days, and they can be grown year round, and they're packed with nutrients. Now, the challenges you might find with sprouts, though, is that you need to give them daily attention, which I don't know how it would work for me because even a cactus died under my watch.
Oh,
So,
man, Gina.
I'm saying I might just be the one to buy the sprouts. They spoil quickly.
They say all this.
Okay, yeah, they spoil quickly. They spoil quickly. They spoil quickly. Wow, that was a tongue twister. So some of them might be difficult to digest. And so I don't know if you know this too. So when you sprout certain grains and legumes, it makes it better to digest. So have you ever tried to like sprout your beans or like your grains before you bake them and whatnot? So when
Yep.
you sprout them normally, whatever process in there, it makes it easier to digest. And that's why a lot of times, you know, people, that whole song, beans, 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 the more you eat them, the more you fart.
Yes.
Well, if you sprout them, it's supposed to reduce that. However, and comma though, if you eat too much of it because of the high fiber content, it could actually make your gut symptoms worse. So, like anything, everything in moderation. If you do too much, even if you do too much of a good thing, it could become a bad thing.
Amen. Facts.
The other thing too is that you have to be careful where you get your sprouts from. You got to make sure that you clean them properly because if even one seed is contaminated, it can be contaminated with E. coli or anything like that, and that will cross-contaminate your other sprouts. So you got to make sure that you clean them very well. But all that to say, I wanted to share that as my fun fact because I remember one time speaking to one of our family members, one of our cousins, and I was kind of just like, man, being vegan and organic is really expensive. And they kind of told me they're like, it's more expensive to be sick and need like medication.
Well
I was like, you know what, babe?
said. That's true.
And to that point too, I also realized that when I do eat more organic foods and stuff like that, you need less to feel full, and you're getting so much more so much more nutrients out of it. So maybe sometimes, you know, if you don't have the patience and or the time to steam the broccoli, eat the broccoli and literally eat a whole florette of broccoli to have to be able to get that fiber, add a bit of sprouts to
The diet.
your diet, and you know, it'll go a long way.
Health is wealth, yo. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth. So, a motivational posting that I saw, this was for People Pleaser, and Isaiah Frizzell on Instagram, he says his mother told him, do what I ask, not what you think. Well, yeah, what is it? Do for me what I ask, not what you think I need, you know, or not what you think I want. And so some people are requesting a different relationship with you by their actions. And so this is when people pleasing can kind of you know, play against you from that standpoint. And so oh, right, is what did I ask for versus what I'm asking or slash hoping for them from them. So giving people what they didn't have in what they didn't have is something given. Wow, sorry. I'm reading what he said verbatim, and now I'm like, this is not. I'm not reading this right. Giving people what you didn't have is sometimes giving what they didn't ask for, don't value, or know how to. It was a bit of a tongue twister in writing, or maybe my dyslexia kicked in, but that was I was reading it completely different. But and that kind of boils down to I feel like it's a little bit like that love language, right? So like when your love language with your love language, your high love language is quality time, but you're giving it to somebody who their high love language is gifts, you continuously giving the quality time because you think that that's how you're showing love, and they're kind of like, yeah, but I asked for flowers. You can save all that time and just give me flowers.
Maybe
And
flowers, yeah.
this is like, you know, this is where we meet. And then in turn, I will give you quality time. And or not. Because if they don't, then you have to also recognize where that person puts you in that relationship.
That's deep.
You gotta kind of open your eyes to that. and make sure that you have a balanced relationship from that standpoint. So next up, I'm just going to play a little bit of this, a little bit of this song, and I'm going to get into the next fun fact. Well, not fun fact, but the next highlight that I came across online. Haïti chérie, 1er janvier 1804, en 2004, 205.
Campé en soleil levé chaque jour, c'est raconté dans le paradis. Pour j'en belle fleur dans mon blaï, dans qu'à tout le monde qui a vivre là-dedans. L'idée une chance pour le décorer, avec pied coco et bon en mer. Belle fleur poussée dans chaque saison, qui empêche une partie quitter. Haïti chérie, en devant tout m'sorti la t'maman l'out nourrime. Chérie, pour bon Jean-Pierre Mango aussi, or cap chanté. Chérie, la moi plaïna comme pour.
That is my song, I'm not gonna hold you. So that's just a shout out to congratulate Olivier, Warrior of God Murad, who became a MMA world champion. He's a Haitian American fighter. When they posted it, they had said he was a newly titled MMA world champion. It's corrected. He was crowned world title in 2022.
Mm.
He will be competing in 25. So shout out to Olivier Murad, who waves his Haitian flag wherever he goes.
Amen to that. I had a great conversation about Haiti and the power of the Haitian community, and I really look forward to the day where Haiti rises again. And I'm like, I think I've said it on the show before, like I'm convinced that the reason they keep a handle on Haiti and they keep attacking Haiti with everything they have is because if Haiti gets really strong again, it's going to recalibrate and you know, like put the world powers on their heels. So I just look forward to that day that we could wake up as a community and make that happen again.
So I alluded to it in the intro, in our intro. Quebec public health care workers denounced privatization amid $1 billion deficit. So did you hear that they're trying to reduce the budget by $1.5 billion, the health in the healthcare in Quebec?
In Quebec specifically? Talking about
health, like health is ran by province, it's provincial. It's not federal, it's not well, it's provincial.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear about Drew, you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yep.
Wow.
So healthcare professionals continue to denounce the government's privatization of the network as it starts tightening its belt with hiring freezes. Earlier this week, Geneviève Biron, she's the head of Santé Québec, the province's new healthcare management system, said that there's a lot of pressure on the network. Biron is a former head of Byron Medical Group, which operates in the private sector, and her appointment led to some worry that she would run Santé Québec like a business. Well, it's already starting to seem like it is.
Mm-hmm.
He confirmed the government is trying to make up for the $1 billion deficit in the sector without affecting services. How sway. And continuing to use the private sector as a leeway. But when pushed by CTV News Montreal anchor Maya Johnson about how realistic this would be, Byron shirked the question, saying her main goal is to build a robust public network and up our game when it comes to primary care, emergency rooms, surgery, and access to treatment. Does she know that most people in Quebec don't even have a family doctor? What are we up with?
I don't know. She might not know. She might not know.
Probably has her family doctor. Well, she comes from the private sector, so she done had her family doctor. That ain't no problem. She
done had it. Long time.
Yep. We're not talking about cuts. And she quotes, we're not talking about cuts. We're aiming for deficit, and we're asking people to manage efficiently. So manage your health, people. You know, if you eat the sprouts, that might be what she's talking about.
Eat just more sprouts, guys. That's what she's saying.
And get healthy and manage your sickness, okay?
Now,
she said we need to be respectful of our budget. I think healthcare needs to be contributing to good management of our economy as other sectors. So, in other words, there it should be it's a business.
It should be shared.
It's supposed to be contributing to good management of our economy, not good management of our people and the people's health.
No.
Management of our economy as other sectors. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That's, hey, all I'm saying, going back to my original point, the system don't want to take care of us and they don't have the money to take care of us. We need to start establish our own healthcare structures, and it might take us all $20 a month, at least 5,000 people doing that, and we could sustain ourselves. That's all I'm saying.
There sure is budget for the Loi 96.
Tell me about it. They're allocating extra. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Provincial, there sure is. So at the same time, the health ministry ordered a hiring freeze at several institutions like the C3S de Laval, which will undergo a structural review, leaving 565 positions vacant indefinitely.
Oh, damn.
Representing workers said that the move left them dumbfounded. Another 580 or so positions are vacant at the CHUM and some 120 at the C3S Est de Lille. Régent Leclerc, president of the Federation de la Santé et Services Sociaux, which represents some of 140,000 members, accused the government of double speak and spreading lies. Quebec is planning to force new doctors trained in the province to work in Quebec public healthcare systems for the first few years of their practice, or they can just leave. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and what about the ones who are coming here trying to work and are being forced to become cab drivers? Like, what about those guys?
Earlier this month, the health minister said he would wean the healthcare system off the private sector, but has since backpedaled. Just last week, he said he wants every Quebecer to have access to a health professional by the summer of 2026. And he quotes, "The government pretends it isn't in a period of austerity, which is false. It pretends it isn't touching the needs of the people when it comes to care and services. And now they're announcing cuts while they spend a lot of money on the private sector," Leclerc said. "They put $3 billion in their pockets while asking us for a $1 billion cut." Absolutely.
Wow.
Anyway, keep paying attention to this. And again, people, because I don't care, I'm going to say it. Every single faction of government that we have today in Canada, from a Montreal, Quebec, and Canada perspective, were not people that I elected. And you're seeing the effects of that. So I wanted to share from a social media gone wild today.
I just don't think we're going about this in the right way, but I'll digress. I really feel we should be looking for independent alternative. Like, I heard a woman in the United States talking about the Black Project 2025, and she's like, let's just pull people together and start opening our own hospitals and opening our own things like that. And I'm like, it's not that complicated, but it does take a level of cohesion.
Cohesion and honestly, finances. It's not inexpensive to open a hospital. But then to that point too, and granted, in the U.S., I understand it more than here, because in the U.S. they don't really have healthcare like we do, and they're not paying the same taxes. So at the end of the day, if you're gonna end up paying $10,000 when you go to the hospital somewhere else, you may as well build your own hospitals. But we are paying those taxes here. Like, don't get me wrong, our universal healthcare comes at a cost, and we're already paying for it. So if you're trying to privatize the healthcare system, then give me back my taxes that I'm paying into these systems, and then we can have more money to go build our own hospitals and do all these things. But I digress. I don't want to end on that. So you know what's coming.
It's trivia.
It's trivia time. And I love the cartoon trend, but this will be the last cartoon trivia. We're going to have to shift to something else. But we will finish with a cartoon trivia today.
Drew, how's your cartoon trivia, Drew? Come see, come say.
Depends on how old it is.
Well, we are none of us are Gen Z, so you know. And I did take up Gen Z questions too. But if you do have children, most of these you should know too. All right, question number one. Who is the main antagonist in The Nightmare Before Christmas, the movie?
First of all, I'm trying to remember that movie. That movie had a bunch of weird, scary animation with dolls with like sewn up mouths kind of thing.
Yeah, El Día de la Muerte. Yes, it was.
Okay.
All right. Looks like we have, I don't know, it's the Oogie Boogie.
Oh my God, Gina, there's no way I would have got it.
I really liked The Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm not going to hold you. Okay. Question number two. What is the name of the princess in Sleeping Beauty? Her name is not Sleeping Beauty.
It's not Snow White? Is it Snow White?
That is a whole other movie.
Damn. Hold on, wait. Wait, I must know this. Yo, she has a name? You sure she has a name?
She has a name. And her name is Aurora.
Oh my gosh, I would have never got that. I was like, Belle? No, maybe?
Belle is from Beauty and the Beast, bro. Shit.
Ay, ay, ay. And Jasmine was next. I thought it was Jasmine. Okay, go ahead. No.
Next question. Who is the main antagonist in The Incredibles?
Which one? One or two?
The first one.
I don't know why I asked. I don't remember.
Either or?
Wait. No, okay. It was the guy with the big S on his chest.
Yes.
Shoot.
I might give you a half a point for that one, though, still.
Like, I'm seeing him now. No, the name's not coming to me, though.
It's Syndrome. I'll give you half a point for that, because you did come up with the S. Ooh. Okay, I promise you probably won't even know.
Thanks, Jim.
But I wanted to share with the people, because when they told me that what that was, I was just like, So in Arthur, what type of animal is Arthur?
A rabbit or rat or something?
A rabbit or rat.
So he's a rodent of some sort. I'm going to go ahead and say, like, Arthur is a... His mom, his dad, they all have the same kind of look. You're saying a rat? I'm going to say, like, a...
awesome or something.
Groundhog kind of thing.
Of sorts. So he's an aardvark.
My God. What?
Anthropomorphic aardvark, which means that he's an aardvark with a little bit of differences to him, because aardvarks kind of have a muzzle.
And they eat ants.
Yeah, they eat ants. Yeah. They look like ants. You know what? I see enough of these in Mexico, actually, the last time. But yes, so they're not ant eaters, but they're close to ant eaters kind of thing. So he's an aardvark, and
never. I would never know
that. But that's what Arthur is. I thought he was, yeah, like you said, like he might be more of a rodent, the bunny, small bear source, but no, he's an aardvark. He's an aardvark. Next question. What is the name of the kingdom in Frozen?
Damn. All these things I feel like I should know.
You should know. You have daughters.
I know.
No Wakanda.
Yes.
No Wakanda, no.
The Lost. Does it start with Lost?
It does not.
Okay. All right. So it's not where I am. I won't go down that road. So we're just going to call it,
It starts with an A.
It is After Allville.
No, it's close. Arendelle.
Okay. Cool. All right.
It's what was Arendelle. It? Arendelle. All right.
It's what?
Arendelle.
Oh my God. Like.
Yes. They say it in the movie though, but okay.
Arendelle.
Next question. In Scooby-Doo, what is the full name of Scooby-Doo? I did not know this.
Yo, Jim, where are you getting these questions? Jeez, I thought cartoon show would have been easy. Scooby-Doo has a longer name than Scooby-Doo. A longer name?
It's not necessarily longer.
Scooby? Okay.
No, it's still Scooby. Scooby-Doo is the nickname of it, but if, and then I'll help you guys with it. If you were to give the name Scooby a formal name, what would it be?
It would be
Bobby.
Scooby Do Good.
Scott.
Scott would have been a good I don't know what you said. What'd you say, Pharaoh?
I said Scooby Do Good. That's first and last name. First name, Scooby, last name, Do Good. No?
His full name is Scoobert Do.
What?
Scoobert Do. Okay, now this one, I expect somebody to know it.
Okay.
Who is the main antagonist in 101 Dalmatians?
Cruella De Vil. Fine.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
You're starting to question your whole childhood.
No, huh? I really was. I really was.
In Peanuts, here's another one. In Peanuts, who is the dog that belongs to Charlie Brown?
Snoopy.
Yeah, it's Snoopy. Okay, I like this quick on the dial answers. All right. Good job, guys. We got two more. And actually, this one has bonus. So in The Little Mermaid, what is the name of Ariel's fish friend?
Flounder.
It's Flounder. Bonus if you know the name of the crab.
Sebastian.
Sebastian. Another bonus if you can give me a synonym of flounder.
Fish.
No, so the synonym of the word flounder, so to flounder. Not the word, excuse me, the verb flounder.
Flop.
Flop. Yep.
Wow. I was like, what?
Yep. To flounder is to struggle or stagger helplessly or clumsily in water. So struggle, thrash, flail, toss, turn, twist, turn, pitch, splash, stagger, stumble, flop, blunder, fumble, squirm, writhe. Those would have all been synonyms of flounder.
Good.
And so now I feel like that went up to like what, 4.5 for you, Pharaoh, and 2 points?
Must be around them.
It was slow. It was slow to start, but we got there. Last question. What is the name of the city where Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles took place? Or takes place. It still is running.
New York City? Gotham?
Sorry, what were those answers?
I said it's not Gotham.
I said New York.
Gotham is definitely Batman. And New York is definitely Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Woo!
I was like, damn, I hope it's New York.
That was awesome. And I feel like this was an opportune moment for it to be the last cartoon one, because I feel like now I'm getting a little too deep and meta in the cartoon where it's no longer even in your,
yeah,
in your bag.
But we are learning stuff. I definitely Scoobert.
Scoobert.
Scoobert, dude. First name Scoobert, last name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I grind, you grind, and sometimes we need to ungrind together. That's Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great. We'd like to thank our special guest. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, Drew in the Stew, and the Caribbean Curry House. Do you have any shout-outs?
Drew, you could go ahead. Want to do any final plugs, reminders?
Yeah, just to remind people, we've got a great show coming up this Friday. An artist called Oxlade. Everybody's heard his song, and just you may not know it. It's the song called Closer. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. We've got some great opening acts, local to us here in Montreal. So come out. Even if you're not supporting the foreign ones, come support the local ones, right? And yeah, it's a good time. It's on Friday. So what else are you doing?
Awesome. I'm going to do my shout out. Now we have a new way of doing things. I have to do it, otherwise Sarah's gonna take another 20 minutes for your shout outs.
Gosh.
But I want to shout out Cat's Heart and Hand Rescue. You can find them on Instagram, HHCM Rescue. Just heard the story this weekend that there was a lady that she used to breed cats. So she used to breed purebred Himalayan Sphinx, I think it's called.
Oh, cool.
But she basically had a burnout and stopped taking care of the cats, and they just ended up breeding and breeding and breeding and breeding and breeding. And I think it ended up having like 70 cats. Highland Lynx, sorry. It's called the Highland Lynx cats. So this organization had to go out there and pretty much gather all these cats. And so it's another source outside. Like, you know, I know everyone knows of the SPCA, but if you're looking for a home companion, and if you did think that it was time for you to get a cat, technically these lynx go for like $2,000, and right now they are just looking for, you know, a rescue home. I wonder if I should have said that, because I hope no one goes there trying to get cats with money.
I'm gonna go get me some free cats and sell them. Right.
Yeah, no, don't do that. If you are looking to adopt a cat, they have a bunch of brand new cats that came in. These are they're really cute. And again, if you're looking for that home companion, go check them out at Heart and Hand Rescue, HHCM Rescue on Instagram.
Awesome. Thanks, you're really great. And on my side, I just always want to give thanks to the OFC community. I'm grateful for you guys. Thanks for the support that you've been giving to us, you know, to each other, I should say, over the years. We joked a lot about it, but I really do want to encourage the community to understand, like, the value of us, everybody doing a little and accomplishing a lot. So, like, this initiative that we have, and I'm going to continue to plant the seeds, like, I really do want to see if we can get 1,000 people in the community to commit to contributing $20 a month in order to empower ourselves as a community, in order to put the important positions in play to be able to do what we need to as a community. I don't believe that we don't have the means. We are known to be some of the largest consumers on the planet. And if we can't see the value in setting aside like a $20 a month in order to empower ourselves and our future generations, then, you know, like, what are we really fighting for? What are we really complaining about? Because, you know, if we're not willing to do it for ourselves, why should anybody do it for us? So with that, guys, sending you guys all kind of love and light. Remember, just continue to stay tuned, ofccommunity.com. And 514-651-4545 if you need anything. We are here at your service.
Kings and queens, this was the OFC Podcast Radio with Pharaoh Hammond Freeman, Queen Kaya, and myself, Gina the Great. We're on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Stay blessed and highly favored.
OFC Podcast Radio.